With your permission, I would like to start with the Haftarah of this Shabbat. Amelech David Zaken Baba Yamim Vayechasu Babgadim Velo Yocham Lo. The Haftarah starts, Amelech David Zaken. David Amelech is old. Baba Yamim comes with his days. Chachamim, when they made this thing, episode, that we read the Haftarah, was the reason because the Romans, Yimach Shemam, did not let us read on Shabbat the Torah. Chachamim came to them and asked them, how about if we read some stories from Navi? And the Romans said, okay, stories doesn't matter. Then Chachamim came and they chose from the Navi, from Navi, Yehoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Melachim, Eliyahu, Sheyahu, Yechezkel, Tereasar. They chose paragraphs, chapters, that would remind us about the parasha. Eventually, when the Gezerah was, and by the way, that time, they read the Haftarah as the parasha, every Shabbat. And he used to call seven people to the Haftarah. He used to go up to the Haftarah, not go up to the Torah, it was no Torah. He used to say, Bachu et Hashem Amborach, Hashem Bacharbanu. And these people, when they read it, reminded them which really was the parasha of the Shavua. No calendars those days. And a person came to the Shabbat with the Knesset, hardly people had any Torah with them. There was no, this before the print, of course, we're talking about almost 2,000 years ago. And the Romans took all the Torah away from us. And didn't let us have it in the Betakneset either. So, but then they let us read from a scroll, Haftarot. So the Haftarah has to do something with the Parasha. Of course, we have in the Parasha the sentence that we say every Rosh Chodesh, next Thursday, Bezrat Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. After Hallel, our custom is to say Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim Ba'adonai Berach et Avraham Bakol. Simple explanation, translation of this sentence. Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim. Avraham is old. Avraham Zaken. Baba Yamim comes with his days. Simple explanation means he's old. Va'ashem Berach et Avraham Bakol, Hashem blessed him with everything. So, it's our custom to say it after Hallel. For what you say? What this has to do with Rosh Chodesh, what this has to do to say this sentence. Happened to be the sentence, this is Parasha. This is Parasha, it says, Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim, Rosh Chodesh, say it Rosh Chodesh. What do you say Rosh Chodesh? Similar sentence is the Haftarah, the Melech David Zaken Baba Yamim. Maybe it doesn't say Hashem blessed him, but this is maybe the similarity. That Chachamim, when they chose, we should read this Haftarah, is to remind us of Ram Zaken Baba Yamim. But you should remember the question, what is the importance of that sentence, of Ram Zaken Baba Yamim? How important it is. And the Haftarah goes, tell us a story. Because we have to remember, Mordechai and Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, they put the Tanakh, the Bible together, says the Gemara, this is not a history, this is really a guide for future. It's not what happened, it's what's going to happen. Whatever happened, Masha Yahu Shihye, to Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet, whatever it was, it's going to be. And the Tanakh, when you read the Tanakh, you can pinpoint what's going to be the future. And here comes the Tanakh and tell us that David HaMelech was very old, and he had one of his children, his name was Adoniyahu, or Adoniyah. This guy was, the Navi describes him as a handsome person, he influenced on people. Since he knew that David HaMelech is very old, he's 70 years old and very weak, he announced that he's going to be the king after David HaMelech. He made a party, called up some people that were close to David HaMelech, and they screamed, Yechi HaMelech, the king should live, long live the king. And the Navi will tell you, Natan the Navi, Beruach HaKodesh, or maybe not Beruach HaKodesh, came to Bat Sheva. David HaMelech's wife, the mother of Shlomo, was Shlomo at the time, was 12 years old. Maybe a little bit less than 12. Told her, did you hear? This guy, Adoniyahu, announced that he is the king. David doesn't know anything. David is in palace, very weak. That's what the text reads. Please run to David HaMelech as the mother of Shlomo and tell him, did you hear the announcement? He is the president? No. Rav is the president. And I will come after you, and I will walk inside the room while you were talking to David, and I'll tell David what's going on with this guy Adoniyahu. And after Rav reads, Bat Sheva goes to David HaMelech, and she walks inside, and she started telling him, listen, you know, you promised me that Shlomo, my son, is going to be on your chair, and he is going to be the king. And the Haftarah emphasized, the Navi emphasized, that she said that Shlomo is going to sit on the chair. And all of a sudden, Natan the Navi came, and he came inside the room, and he tells David HaMelech, excuse me, I had my tina. And Natan the Navi came to the room and he said, why, you don't, David, you didn't hear? Did you? No. David, you didn't hear? Adoniyahu just announced that he is the king. David HaMelech, no, chas v'shalom, Shlomo is the king. This is the Haftarah. What this Haftarah has to do with the parasha? That's because the sentence. Parasha Rabotai, we have this first shiduch. How to find the shiduch? After Torah says Abraham zaken baba yamim. As the Torah says Abraham calls up Eliezer. Calls up Eliezer, describes the Torah Eliezer zekan beto hamoshel bechol asher lo. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? Says the Gemara, first I want to tell you. Zekan beto means that he looks like Abraham Avinu. Who cares less if he looks, he doesn't look. Second question is, he cannot look like Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu had a white complexion. And Eliezer was the son of Nimrod, the grandson of Ham, was black. Eliezer was from Kenya, and Abraham was from Sweden. Come the Torah, Eliezer looks like him. How can he look like him? How can he look like him? Hamoshel b'chol ha'shelo, says the Gemara, he rules himself and he rules everything. Comes the Torah and tells us, I'm sorry, Abraham calls Eliezer and says, go find a wife for my son Yitzchak. Says the Torah that Eliezer took 10 camels and he goes to Haran. Ikvitzat Haderer, says the Torah, says the Gemara, Ayom Yatzati, Ayom Bati, the day he left Hebron, the day he arrived in Haran in Syria, he stands at the well. He stands in the well. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I don't have my internet anyway. It's a blackout now. I can't see any girls on the internet. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm standing here at the well. The girl that come, and I'll ask her, give me some water. And she will offer water for me. She'll give me water as well to my camels. Mazal tov. Says the Torah description, all of a sudden, before he even finished thinking in his heart, V'nei Rivka yotzet v'chadar shichma, Rivka comes. Says the Gemara, 3 years old, girl, Rivka, comes with a pitcher on her shoulder. Her shoulder, V'anara tovat mare meod. She looks very beautiful. She goes, she draws some water, and then Eliezer runs over to her. He says, can I have some water? And of course, she said the magic words, what Eliezer asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the girl should say. She says, I'm going to give water for you camels as well. Eliezer waited for the camels to finish drinking the water. He takes out two bracelets and an earring, put bracelets on her hands, earring on her nose, and says, Areat mikudeshet leitzchak ben Avraham, mazal tov. Finished. Now she's engaged. Now, if they want to make the engagement, it's not like our engagement. This is like after the chuppah. This is now she needs a get from Yitzchak if she wants to get married to somebody else. She's married. Nobody's allowed to marry her no more. Very strange. So she said, she's give water. So, but this is Am Yisrael. You say it's our grandmother. This is our grandfather Yitzchak. It's not a joke. Eliezer was the servant of Avraham Avinu. You don't play around like this. First, send a text message to Avraham. See the girl, take a picture of the girl, interview, and Yitzchak go with her for 6 years, live together with her in Soho, in Manhattan, go, Atlantic City, gambling, they take her on a trip, go, take a restaurant, buy the candy for her, take her this, take her this, then finally you're going to get married, 3 months later you get divorced, doesn't matter, but you got married after you know the girl. We don't do such a thing. You don't even know her, you didn't speak to her. You didn't even ask her name. Just like you didn't even ask her name. So what if she gave water to the camel? So what? She gets big responsibility. Comes the Torah, that Eliezer goes to the house, he meets the father and the brother and the mother, and he said, well, today I came to the well and I gave you girl the two bracelets after she gave water to my camel. I'd like to go home. Says the Torah, they said, Mehashem yatzah adabah. Says the Gemara, it's from God. Says the Gemara, what do you mean from God? Of course, can you see what you mean from God? Says no. Says the Gemara, excuse me. They said like this, Mehashem yatzah adabah is Mehara Moriah. What does it mean? It's Betuel and the Laban, they were magicians. They knew that 3 years before was Akedat Yitzchak. Right after Akedat Yitzchak, we read the last paragraph, Lesik Parasha, that Avraham was notified that his brother had a granddaughter, Rivka. It says she is going to be the Shidduch for Yitzchak. They know it. So when Eliezer tells them, listen, I just came from Israel today, and I was at the well, and I gave you daughter, the bracelets and the ring and the earring, they said, Me Hashem yatzah adavar. We know it. It's not from today. It's 3 years ago from Har HaMoriah. So what this has to do with it? Why the Torah tells you this? Why really they know it? What does that mean exactly? Then the Torah said that the next morning they're leaving. And the Torah just tells you a story that they go on camels. And then they arrive in Eretz Israel, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they see Yitzchak. Yitzchak is there. The Chatan, the groom, walking. Yitzchak is walking on the street. Walking on the street. The Torah, Rivka looks at him. She asks Eliezer, who is this guy? But you have to, what's your business? Who is this guy? You're already engaged. What business are you looking at him? This is not great, Nick. What business you have to look at somebody else, at another man? You got engaged already. Says the Torah, Eliezer said, Ze Adoni, this is my master, this is the groom. Vatipol Mala Gamal. Says she almost fell off the camel. Says the Torah, they come home, and Yitzchak brings her to the tent that his mother used to live in, and she made some challah for him, challah, and the Torah said, Yitzchak loves Rivka, mazal tov. They got married. The Torah said, chas v'shalom, the Torah should say that Yitzchak loves Rivka. Of course he loves her. If he marries her, what do you think, he hates her? And the Torah has to tell you that he loves her. This is what it's a book, it's a story, it's a newspaper. Come Chachamim Rabotai and tell us you should know a big secret about Rosh Chodesh. Major secret. We take it for granted. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. Halel, say hello Rosh Chodesh. What you so happy? It's time to pay taxes. What's time to do something else? What is Rosh Chodesh all about? The first day of the month, big deal. So what? So what? Say Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Why you say Halel on Rosh Chodesh? Why? For what? What is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh? Look in the text. Zman kapara lechol toldotam is a kapara. Or kapara. Why is a kapara Rosh Chodesh? Or Moshe Kodavero, the biggest mikubal, the Sfaradi mikubal in Tzefat, invented 450 years ago a special tefillah the day before Rosh Chodesh. It's called Yom Kippur Katan. You go to Brooklyn, you see hundreds of people do Ta'anit and they read the text. Ashkenazim took it upon themselves. You go to Kotel next Wednesday, you see thousands of people do Ta'anit. You go to Bnei Brak next Wednesday, thousands of people do Ta'anit. And they all say the text that Rav Moshe Kodavero, the Sfaradi, made in Tzefat 150 years ago, is called tefillah Erev Yom Kippur Katan. It's like Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? What's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur Katan. Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur. Why is Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur? So in the text we say, Musaf. Says Dari, you know, Musaf is so important for Rosh Chodesh, the Kavanah that you have to have Hashem's name. He says it's so important that pulls the tefillot of the whole month. Says Dari, if he forgot to do the Musaf, didn't do the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, the Kavanah, the tefillot of the month don't reach. We call it America no home run. The tefillot gets stuck in the pipe. Don't go home. Don't go upset. That's how important Rosh Chodesh is. What is Rosh Chodesh? How important it is. Says the Gemara like this. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. We all do know the first sentence in the Torah. Torah starts Hashem, Bereshit, whatever it means, the word Bereshit. Bara Elokim et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. Torah starts with the creation. Says the Gemara, well, let me tell you something. The Torah should have started with HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, with the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. This was Rabotai, the first mitzvah that we got in Egypt. As a nation, Moshe arrived, and says Hashem told Moshe, listen, before you go out of Egypt, before you go out of Egypt, you should know there is a special mitzvah that's called Rosh Chodesh. What is Rosh Chodesh? Tell you what Rosh Chodesh is. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, was a minute before Rosh Chodesh, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the moon in Shamayim. You see the moon? See how small it is? Do you like banana? Looks like a banana. Looks like a banana? This is Rosh Chodesh. I said, excuse me. Well, let me explain to you something. Every Rosh Chodesh, let's Hashem made it this way. The moon is very small, and it grows every day until the 15th day of the month. Then it gets smaller and smaller and smaller until it disappears. The last day of the month, you don't see the moon. You don't see the moon. The next month, you see the moon. That's Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kazer Ere Kadesh. With his finger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu with a small finger. Hashem said, see this? This is the moon. You see it's the moon? That's Rosh Chodesh. Go to Lev Israel, first mitzvah as a nation in Egypt, Rosh Chodesh. Excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't understand why I need to have it. Why do I have to look at the moon? It says, the halacha is, the Torah says, the Gemara says, witnesses used to come, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, says the Mishnah is to come, witnesses to Bedin, say, we saw the moon, we see the moon, we wanted to, you know, Rosh Chodesh, Bedin say Rosh Chodesh, used to make parties, Shaul HaMelech Metzudat Rosh Chodesh. What is Rosh Chodesh all about? What's the big deal about Rosh Chodesh? And you see Avraham Zakem, Baba Yamim, Kavanah, Shalosh Pa'amim, with all the Kavanot, he says Kavanah, Hashem, you know, Parnasah Tova, Bezrat Hashem, good Parnasah this month, is the Kavanot. What is the secret of Rosh Chodesh? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need any advice from us. But you know, People like to think it's Mother Nature. Sandy, Mother Nature. Mother Nature. I said in the Knesset, if I have one of my students in Muncie, his name is Yehuda Alayo. I spoke to him on Sunday. He takes care of autistic children. He asked Motzei Shabbat the autistic child, did you hear about the hurricane? So the autistic said, I know hurricane. So he asked the autistic, you know why it came? So the autistic asked him, you don't know? He said, no. He says, because of these men marriages. Autistic child told it. He's 22 years old. I said, if you go vote for this animal, that he approved those marriages, you just spit at Hashem's face. It doesn't matter, 68% of the Jews voted for him. When you vote for him, you ask more Mother Nature, more Sandy. The next one is going to be Michelle from Washington. Says, what is this? The Mabul came because of those marriages. And before Noach put his foot on earth, he called his children, he said, raise your hands. Swear to Hashem, not you, not your grandchildren, even the one from Washington, ever approve this kind of things. Because that what brought Sandy here. That brought the Mabul. Mabul is only number one. We have 9 more to go. The last one is Makat Bechorot, and then we go to Israel. There's no Mother Nature. It's a punishment from Hashem to stand at the gas station for 7 hours, and then you have no gas. That's the way you have to wait for Mashiach. To wait outside 7 hours, where's Mashiach? You don't wait for Mashiach, you wait at the gas station. It's Mother Nature. No Mother Nature. It's punishment from Hashem. The Gemara said, before Hashem destroys Sodom and Amorah, every year was earthquake to warn the people. Every year. I said, nah, Mother Nature, earthquake, too much oil downstairs. Then finished Sodom and Amorah, finished. I said, Mother Nature, the sun, you know, shines and gives light to the moon. And earth covers the moon. So in the beginning of the month, the moon is smaller. Then the earth moves and becomes smaller, bigger and bigger and bigger. Then the earth comes back and then the moon gets smaller. Is that what you think? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing else to do? What do you think? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not have made earth stay one place and the moon shines the whole month, Baruch Hashem, a big moon? Big moon. No, Hashem made it like this. Up to the 15, not to 17, not to 13, up to 15. You imagine. Mother Nature. Every month, after 15, Mother Nature made it. Moon gets bigger. After 15, moon gets smaller. Bravo. Sandy. That's why Sandy came. Because of Mother Nature business. It's amazing also that we have our holidays on the 15th. Pesach is on the 15th day. Sukkot is on the 15th day. Shushan Purim on the 15th day. To be out. Thank you for reminding me. Amazing. Amazing. Why? Hashem made it this way. Why Hashem made it this way? Hashem could not have made it. By the way, the Gemara said you should know that Mashiach will come. It's not going to be this. Since the Gemara Mashiach will come, the moon will be full all the time. No smaller. What happened? Earth will not move. Where is Mother Nature? No more Mother Nature. Why no more Mother Nature? No. Finish. It's going to be the same. The same. How can it be the same? What happened? I'll tell you a major secret. A major. The success of a person, it depends on Rosh Chodesh. You know how important it is? It says Shulchan Aruch Halacha. A person, maybe didn't get married yet, should never marry in the second part of the month. Halacha Shulchan Aruch. You want to make a date for your wedding? Make the date in the first 2 weeks of the month and when the moon grows. Not when the moon starts to get smaller. Halacha Shulchan Aruch. Of course, you can't. Of course. It's not all other personal reasons, of course. But we should aim You should aim to begin. Not only that, Chachamim said, most of the rich people in the world were born on the first 2 weeks of the month. That's how important it is. What is the secret behind it? The moon goes, big deal, so what? Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. I said, Hashem told Moshe, this is the first mitzvah, go down to Egypt, go down to the people, tell them, Rosh Chodesh is the important thing. And Rosh Chodesh is going to be decided by seeing the moon. And the moon, you see the moon, Rosh Chodesh. Make a party, Rosh Chodesh. Said the Gemara the following. You know, say, Shmone Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Don't you say Yosef? What's wrong say? Yosef. What's wrong with Yosef? What's the secret of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? What is the real secret of them? It says the Gemara, Itiman HaKadosh Me'aruchu Me'en Olam Haba. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov also, they lived in an environment that they felt they are in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the world to come. I don't need. I take a rain check, I could say, in America. Oh, it's no check. Me'en Olam Haba. So what is the secret of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Eliyahu Navi comes and wakes them up every day, washes the hand, and they pray Mincha. And if they would have prayed together, Mashiach would have come on the spot. What's the secret? Says the Gemara, the following, you should know. There are 15 generations from Avraham Avinu to Shlomo HaMelech. There are 15 generations from Shlomo HaMelech to destruction of Bet HaMikdash. The first 15 generations, says the Gemara, are going up like the moon, get bigger and bigger and bigger. On the 15th day, the moon is full. Shlomo HaMelech, the chair was full. Shlomo Yashav al Kisei Hashem. It says Shlomo made the chair. And the description about the chair, Shlomo, the Gemara talks about, the Nabi talks about, says Shlomo, Shlomo, Shlomo. What is the secret about Shlomo? Shlomo was on the top. At that moment, if Shlomo would continue to behave, this is so-called the symbol of the chair of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem would be known to everybody. And this is what Nabi will tell you, the Shlomo was sitting on the chair and the whole world came and they brought Shlomo presents and they said, oh, the Jewish people, oh, Jew, oh, Baruch Hashem, everybody wants to become a Jew. This is the goal. So the Gemara, 15th generation, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yehuda, not Yosef, Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzron, Aminadab, Nachshon, Salmon, Boaz, Oved, Ishai, David Shlomo. Each of those people were able to raise so-called the emunah and the feeling there is a boss. There is a boss in Shammai. To feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the boss, as the king, as master of universe, climbs up until Shlomo made the chair. Sits in the chair, Hashem said, this is my chair, you sit on my chair. Now the whole world will start knowing you, will start knowing me. That's the purpose. After Shlomo, Rechavam, Aviyah, Asa, Yehoshaphat, goes down, 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 even Chizkiyahu, and Yoshiyahu, doesn't matter. Goes down to Tzidkiyahu, the Tamid is destroyed, it goes down. That's the secret of the moon, says the Gemara. If somebody is going to ask you, what is this, that the moon rises and the moon becomes smaller, it says, this is a message for you, announcement for you. What is your job on this month? Comes Rosh Chodesh, and Baruch Hashem, say, what Baruch Hashem? I have the moon. I say, what the moon? Now I'm going to start growing. Every day I'll do something else. At the 15th day of the month, the moon is full. Like Shlomo, it stays full. Mashiach is here. This is why Pesach is on the 15th. This is why Sukkot is on the 15th. Purim on the 15th, and like David said, Tu B'Av is on the 15th. Because that's the goal. The goal is number 15. Ki B'Av, Donat Tzol, I mean, says the Gemara, number 15 is the number Hashem created this world with the letter Hey, numerical value is 5. He created the next world with the letter Yud, numerical value is 10. This is Yah. Ki B'Av, Donat Tzol, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with the number 15. That's the secret number. It's a very dangerous name. He says that name tells you what your responsibility is. And this is the secret of Rosh Chodesh. It's man kapara. He says, what do you mean man kapara? He says, Hashem wants to forgive you on Rosh Chodesh. Erev Yom Kippur Katan, next Wednesday, do Ta'anit, and do Yom Kippur Katan. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, this month we'll have the Mashiach. And the first day you behave, the second day. The first day is Avraham Avinu, second day is Yitzchak Avinu, third day is Yaakov Avinu, fourth day is Yehuda, and then the fifth, Peretz, Chetzrot, and it goes every day. Fifth, number 15 is Shlomo. Now you have a chair, you sit on the chair. Now if you see the moon getting smaller, it means somebody made a boo-boo. Somebody did something wrong. That's the power of Rosh Chodesh. And that's what we say, Avraham Zaken Baba Yamin, Adonai Berach Et Avraham Bakol. He says this sentence refers to Avraham Avinu. He says, what is that sentence says? Baba Yamim says the Zohar, it means Avraham did not waste one day of his life. So what did you do yesterday? Oh, shopping. What did you do 2 days ago? Returns. What did you do 3 days ago? Sightseeing. 4 days ago, I was on the computer. 3 days ago, says the Zohar, Avraham Zaken, Avraham is old. Then the Torah says, Baba Yamim, comes with his head with the days. Says the Zohar, what do you mean? Says the Zohar, Abraham wasted no time in his life. Of course he worked. Of course he had a cattle. He didn't waste his time. He learned. He prays. He did not waste his time. Melech David Zaken, Baba Yamin. Let me tell you now the comparison between Abraham and David. Abraham is number one in the so-called those steps. And David is so-called number 14, just before Shlomo. They're both in the same. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says, let me tell you exactly what it is. You can check yourself. Look in the mirror. See if you have light in your face. Or you look like a monkey. Says the Gemara, Abraham brought light to the world. Yitzchak, says the Gemara, the sentence we say Friday night, Ur Zarua la Tzadik. Light was seeded for the Tzadik, says the Gemara. That sentence you have to remind, this is Yitzchak. Ur Zarua la Tzadik, light was seeded for the Tzadik. Who is Tzadik? The Gemara, Yitzchak. Yitzchak has light, had light in his face. Avram had light in his face. Sarah had light in her face. Rivka had light in her face. Rachel had light in her face. When the Torah describes them as beautiful, it's not the features. It's the light, it's the glory from the face. Since the Gemara, when Avraham Avinu opened the box, that he put Sarah inside, and cast them open the box, since the Gemara, the whole Egypt had all of a sudden special light. A person has a special power inside, says the Rivka, his face should light. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol used to live in a dark place, and in the room was light from his face. He says, Ari says, if you Friday night comes and you look the same that you looked Friday morning, something wrong with you. Shabbat is Me'en Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, in Olam Haba everybody shines. Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu it iman Me'en Olam Haba. He says, I felt Olam Haba, because shine from the face. He says, when Yitzchak married Rivka, he says, it's not because he loves her, because she had light on her face. When the Torah describes Rivka, Vanarat Tovat Mare Meod, she's beautiful. She's going to go to the concept to be Miss America. When she even thinks she had a facelift, when she had a nose job. He says, she had light in her face. Says the Gemara, Eliezer looks like Avraham. What do you mean looks like Avraham? Avraham is white complexion and Eliezer is from Kenya. No, but the light that Eliezer had in his face The same like Abraham had. From the mitzvot, from the Torah, from now wasting the time, you get Christ has that in your face. This is Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Keechad Beor Panecha. That's what we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Sim Shalom. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want life. Ki Beor Panecha Natata Lanu Adonai Eloheinu. Torah V'chaim. Everything. Ava V'chesed. Kaverachamim. Beracha V'shalom. Everything, paracha, parnasa, life, everything comes from what? From the light. Which light that you get in your face? When do you get it? Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you get it. Because Rosh Chodesh is step number one. This is the escalator. The escalator takes you from one day to the next, up to the 15th. You see, look at the moon. The moon grows. That's how important Bekata Levana is. That's what we say Bekata Levana. And that's what the end of Kata Levana, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light of the moon should be like the light of the sun. It means should stay big, should not again go down. Because that refers to the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Gemara. Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov ran in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like horses. Afraid of nobody. He says, say the truth. You have to believe in Hashem. Who cares? Who is going to be the president? Who cares who's going to be the potato, the mayor or the governor? Who cares about who's going to be? Who cares about Hashem? What those enemies are going to do against Hashem? That's what should bother a person. Who is going to do mixed dancing? That's what should bother a person. Who is going to be, I'm going to vote. You're going to vote? Is there a guy who's doing against Hashem? That's not Abraham Avinu's job. That's Yitzchak and Yaakov's job tomorrow. But at least they got the light in the face. And then the Gemara says, the rabbi has to look like an angel. If he has light in his face, it's the rabbi. If his face is like a monkey, don't learn Torah from him. It doesn't matter how knowledge he is. It means nothing, says the Gemara. Ali medu Torah, says the Gemara. Don't learn from him. You have to grow. You have to, every moment that you have in your life, available, if you're not busy doing the parnasah, but you have to do the parnasah, you have to make it holy for Hashem. And do mitzvot. That's what the Torah says. After Abraham Zakim, Baba Yamim says the Zohar, after Abraham Avinu wasted no time in his life, and he comes to Hashem with all his life, and he shines from his face. He calls up Eliezer, says the Torah, listen, Eliezer, Moshe b'chol ha'shelo, control his habits. He looks like Abraham Avinu. If you control your habits, you shine. You like Abraham Avinu. So go find this shidduch for my boy. Says the Torah, I tell you, Eliezer goes to the well and says, listen, I want to tell you something. I don't know how to find a girl. This is no internet, no telephone book, no yellow pages. I'm standing over here. Listen, Hashem. I'm going to ask a girl for a little of water. If that girl will say voluntarily, she wants to give to my camels, that's the girl. You know how much a camel drinks? A gas station. He has 10 camels. Who is this stupid girl that's going to come with a small pitcher, you know? She doesn't have a hose. She doesn't have the hydrant, you know, to connect to give the camels. She has a small pitcher, and Eliezer has got some water, and she gave him a small cup, 6 ounce cup. Enough? Bas. Ready, Mamnon. She said, wait, I'm going to give you camels now. What's the matter with you? 10 camels you're going to give them to drink? Who asked you? That's the girl. That's a good heart. Anarat Tzuvat Mareh Meod, shine from her face. Eliezer saw her, and he saw the water coming towards her, says the Zohar, this is the Be'er Miriam. He ran. He said, listen, give me some water. He says, Mazal Tov, you're the girl. Just shine from your face. Me Hashem Yatza Adavar. He says, when? He says, Hara Moriah. He says, the Akedat Yitzchak. Somebody's going to ask you, what happened Akedat Yitzchak? You know what happened Akedat Yitzchak? Akedat Yitzchak, Yitzchak got the light in his face. When Avraham Avinu told him, listen, told him, I'm going to sacrifice you. He says, Papa, you need Pozak. What's wrong with you? You're going to sacrifice me? He said, Bechavod, time me good. I should not move. Says the Gemara Yitzchak told Avraham, time me good. I should not move. And slaughter me good for Hashem a sacrifice. And he says, you know what it means? That you believe God is the boss, Hashem is the boss. Hashem is the king. When you realize it so much, then shine to me from your face. As Avraham read Yitzchak, next parashah, the Torah will say, people saw Avraham and Yitzchak on the street, they said, they look alike. What do you mean look alike? Not the features, the light in the face, the kedushah, the holiness in the face. Now that matches perfect, this is shiduch. Sarah shines, Avraham shines. That's the shiduch. That's how you look for a girl. You don't look for it. I like a girl with a small nose, with, you know, very white lips, and she should be able to go ski with me. If she ever this thing, I get married to the girl, and then he gets divorced after 3 months. But if you look at a girl that has light in her face, that she has value in her life, not how much money she has, and what dress she's going to have, or what house she wants, and how many diamonds, 10 carat, and earrings, and this, and this, and this. I said, forget about it. This is not called marriage. And you love the body of the girl, you fell in a trap. But if you love the neshama of the girl, if you love the light that she has in her face, the Torah says, Yitzchak loves her. Comes the Gemara and says, you know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. Betuel and Laban, when they heard that Eliezer gave her the rings, the bracelets, and the ring, and the earring, I'm sorry, I said, Me'ashem yatzar davar. It's from Har HaMoriah, it's from Akedat Yitzchak. I said, Avraham Avinu heard in Akedat Yitzchak, Yitzchak has a shiduch already. You just have to check if the girl has the light. Eliezer is going to go to check if she has the light on her face, if she has the good heart, tovat marim me'od, if she does mitzvot, if you do kindness, and you learn Torah, shines from you. It says, the girl wants to give my 10 camels water. That's the girl. That's what I need. That's what Yitzchak needs. You know why Yitzchak needs it? Because Yitzchak is like Yitzchak. Because he knows Hashem, Melech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is on the escalator. It's not because he is good. Because the purpose of life is to build an escalator. And Avraham started the escalator. And Yitzchak continued, and Yaakov continued, and Yudah continued, and Peretz continued, and Chetzron until Shlomo. And now the escalator is finished. Now Shlomo is on the top. That's what you have to pray on your life. That's what you should worry about it. Where is the end? Where is the peak of the escalator? When is going to be the 15th day? That's what the Gemara says, that Zohar says. Mashiach can come any moment, but redemption is going to be on the 15th. It means the moon is full. It moves beyond the top of the escalator. Says the Gemara, you know, when Eliezer heard it, he said, okay, I'm leaving. He said, okay, wait. So he's leaving in the morning. Says the Gemara, they arrived in Eretz Israel. All of a sudden, they see Yitzchak is praying. Yitzchak is praying. He's holding his hand like this. And he's praying to Hashem, Mincha. Ah, Mincha. Are you praying Mincha? Eliyahu Navi wakes up Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov at Mincha. Every day. Yitzchak was praying Mincha. Says the Gemara, Mashiach will come because of Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, you know, Rivka is on the camel. She sees Yitzchak holding his hand like this and praying. Then she asks Eliezer, who is this guy? Not because he drives a Maserati or BMW or he wears a Rolex or he has shoes, Bali shoes. She saw him praying to Hashem. Says the Gemara, she saw fire on his head. She saw light coming. She says, I'm engaged. Who am I engaged to? I don't know who I'm engaged to. But I'm sorry to tell you, this is a holy man. That's why she looked at him. She asked Eliezer, who is this guy? Me the Aish. Eliezer said, Ze Adoni, it's my master. She fainted. Ah, Baruch Hashem, I got engaged to the right person. Now it matches. My neshama with his neshama. Because we both want to be on the escalator. And as the Torah tells you, Yitzchak takes her home, he brings her to the tent, and says, same thing happened to Sarah. Happened. Four things the Gemara says happened. It says, Sarah's doors were always open by themselves for the guests to come inside. Sarah always had a cloud on top of the tent. Sarah always, when she made challah, the dog grew, and Sarah lit the candles Friday night, and the candles stayed the whole week. And Sarifka, she wants to make halot
She doesn't want now, she should go take her. She wants to go shopping. Honey, take me shopping. Honey, take me to return. I'm going to Costco. She came home, says the Gemara, she told Yitzchak, I'm going to make bread for you. Where is the flour? Where is the flour? I'm pure. I want to make for pure bread for you, says the Gemara, Rivka said. Vayehavea! Now the Torah said, he loves her. Now he loves her. Because he saw the quality of life is spirituality. We live very short time here. But spiritual life is forever. Olam Haba is forever. He says, don't waste your time on physical pleasures here and marry a girl for pleasures because this ends with nothing. And that's the message. He says, David HaMelech is weak. He says, after all, he lies. But Baba Yamin, his whole life is just to earn some credit to be next to Hashem. All of a sudden, one is on. His name is Adon Yahu. You know two names of Hashem, Adon and Yahu. Not Yahu from the internet, Yahu. Yud and Hei Vav from Hashem's name. He said, I'm going to be the king. That's when Nabi comes to Bathsheba and says, listen, David said Shelomo. You know why Shelomo? Because he is the end of the pyramid. He is the end of the escalator. He is not in the escalator. He is on the street. He said, the Maftarah will tell you, he has Mercedes in front of him. He says, police on horses. The Nabi would describe this guy, Adon Yahu. He is, you know, he dressed, you know, Pierre Cardin suit, Bali shoes, Rolex. He has on his hair this oil. It says he fixes his eyebrow. He fixes everything nicely. He walks on the street. He says, hi, ooh, cuffling, schmuffling. He says, so Bathsheba says to Shlomo, said to David, hey, this guy is the king? You promised, you swore to me, Shlomo. What do you think David swore to her, Shlomo? Because Shlomo is the end of the pyramid. Shlomo is number 15. This guy is not number 15. This guy only wants to go shopping all day long. Natan Rabbi said, I'm coming with you. Unless the connection between the Haftarah and the Parasha is not because David is old, Abraham is old. No, because it's been talking about the escalator. We're talking about who started the escalator. Abraham. Abraham Zakem Baba Yamim. Abraham wasted no time in his life. Hashem berachet Abraham b'kol. Hashem blessed him. Hashem blessed David. Number 14, at the end of the pyramid. Shlomo. If Shlomo would behave, if Satan would have taken him, he would be Mashiach. Hashem called Shlomo Yedidya. Yedidya. Yedid of a Yud and a Hey. Yud is numerical value is 10. His medical value is 5. He's called Yedidya. He is a friend of number 15. He is the end of the pyramid. He is the end of the escalator. This is the goal. This is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Hashem gave us. It says, Baruch Hashem, say Halel. Halel. What Halel for? Halel, Baruch Hashem, there is a moon. Baruch Hashem. You have no moon, you have no more world. I mean, Hashem gave up on the world. He says, Sandy is just the first. The 9 more coming. The last one will be Makat Bechorot, then we go to Eretz Yisrael. If they have the wrong president, and the wrong mayor, and the wrong governor, Hashem will wash the world. Hashem is not a toy. Hashem is not a yo-yo. The Torah is not a New York Times. The Torah tells us the story of the time of Noah, the only survivor in the Teva, because the whole of the world, they want Soho. They want to march on 5th Avenue, on Broadway, they want to march. It says, the one of March, Hashem will finish the world. There's no Mother Nature. It says, a plan of an escalator. It's every month, you say, Rosh Chodesh, say Halel. What do you say Halel for? For what is Halel? Say Halel because Baruch Hashem, there's a moon, and the moon starts to grow and grow and grow. It says, this is the bracha. It says, the Shulchan Aruch. The first 2 weeks of the month, you should make all the money. The first 2 weeks of the month, you should get married. The first 2 weeks of the month is for you to understand the goal is number 15. But what's the goal? Escalator, Shlomo. And every day of the month you should grow. Zari Rosh Chodesh, have this Kavanah. Zman Kapara, Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Have Sudat Rosh Chodesh. This is the power of Rosh Chodesh is enormous. Enormous. But you have to accept on yourself Rosh Chodesh. Zman Kapara, that Rosh Chodesh will take me up and up and up. And the escalator should be finished this month בעזרת השם, חודש, לא תרצה הרבה מלמד.